Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to Matthew, the 7th chapter. We've been on a series for some weeks now that we call Mercy Over Judgment. And our main text here, words of Jesus, in verse 1, He said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Now, most Christians would agree you're not supposed to judge. But why did Jesus say, don't judge? For our benefit. For our benefit, so we won't be judged. Keep reading. "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." Does it matter if we get judged? Should we want to make every effort not to get judged, not to be judged? And one of the big things that would prevent us from being judged is what? Don't judge other people. Now, when you say that, most all Christians will agree with you. Oh yes, bad to judge, bad to judge. And usually most people, their favorite application of it is, don't you judge me. But if you bring up judging to somebody, especially if you say something like, don't judge, what is usually a person's reply to that? Oh, I'm not judging them. I wasn't judging. And if you believe everybody that says they're not judging, then you'd wonder why Jesus even said this. Because it really sounds like it's not a problem at all. Hardly anybody is doing it. But the truth is, judging is going on right and left, front, center, and back. People just are not calling it judging. They're not acknowledging what it is and what's going on. And the danger is that if and when you do, you will get judged. Keep reading. Verse 3, "Why beholdest thou the mote that's in your brother's eye?" This is a graphic illustration of judging. "You behold the mote that's in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in your own eye. Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye." Now here's a graphic illustration of somebody who has a mote would be a speck. They have speck discernment. And they pick up and discern specks in other people's lives. And they notice them. And it bothers them. All these specks in people's eyes. And yet, they have a beam. Now, beam is colossal compared to speck. Beam would be like a plank, like a board over their eye, which causes you not to be able to see. And we read these passages in previous times. He goes on from this talking about the blind leading the blind. Both of them fall in the ditch. Why would you be blind? Because you got a plank over your eye. And you have decided not to even look at the plank. You've decided to close your eyes and pretend the plank's not there. But that doesn't prevent you from discerning specks everywhere in other people's eyes and life and feeling quite indignant about it. Specks. You know you shouldn't have that speck in your eye. It's totally hypocritical, isn't it? To be talking about specks in other people's eyes and you got something that's just 100 times bigger or worse than that speck. This is judging. Fault finding. Don't go fault seeking and you won't be fault finding. Just don't go looking for faults. And even if you do see some things, is it your job to point it out? Is it your job to confront everybody about their speck? That's a little weak. Maybe some folks thought it is. You are not the Holy Ghost police. Amen. I assure you. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. He convicts. He reveals. He shows. He teaches. And you're not the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody help me out. Say it out loud. I am not the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
One more time, just to be sure. Well, say it out loud. I am not the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
No, you're not. And what else we're not? I am not the judge. I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge of them. I am to judge myself. The scripture talks about it. He said, verse 5, you hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to cast out the mote of your brother's eye. Judge yourself, and then you'll be in a position to genuinely help your brother, not judge your brother. Now go with me over to Luke, the 6th chapter. Now in Luke 6, you have Luke's account of what we just read in Matthew, but there's another word and phrase here that Luke mentions that Matthew didn't. Both of them's right. You're just bringing out additional detail. In Luke 6 and 36, he said, "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is merciful." Now, judging is the opposite of showing mercy. Judging is the opposite of love. If you're judging someone, you're not loving them. And if you're judging someone, you are refusing to be merciful to them. And the big problem with that is the scripture said, one of our main texts in James that we've read, if you don't show mercy, you won't get mercy. If you judge without mercy, you will be judged without mercy. Whatever you do, ever how we treat each other, is how we're going to be dealt with. So irrespective of how we feel about them and what they've done or haven't done, just to take care of yourself. Anybody with me? You must forgive and show mercy and kindness if you want to, for the Lord and others to be kind to you. Have you ever needed kindness? Have you ever needed mercy?
Yes.
Do you reckon before your life is over, you'd need some more?
Yes.
Could it be? Well, if somebody's wronged you, if somebody's, you know, you're tempted to hold a grudge and not forgive, just remember, you have an opportunity right now to set yourself up for the future. If I'll show them mercy right now and be gracious and forgive, then in the future, if and when I need it, I'll have it. It'll be there for me.
Amen.
How many know mercy makes all the difference?
Yes.
If people say, "No, that's it. You're done. We're done. You're out of here." That's it. Mm-hmm. No mercy. Mm-hmm. Or mercy could mean another opportunity.
Yep.
Right? More space, more time to get it right. Yep. Favor and grace. How many like mercy and favor and grace?
Yes.
Lord knows we need it.
Yes.
Right? We have needed it. And in this life, we don't know everything. Even if you know what to do, people have not done what they know. And thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Keep reading here. He said, "Be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven." He mentions three words here that I believe are very significant in this, us identifying judging. Judge not and you shall not be judged. This word means to decide, to determine. The word judge means to decide or to determine. Picture an actual judge sitting on the bench. Now, in most previous times, prior to this country and our legal system now, and in a lot of other countries to this day, and even in our lower courts, there is no trial by jury. That's a relatively new concept. It was just, and with many other places today, it's the judge. He decides or she decides if you're guilty or not guilty, and then sentences you. The judge. And so you hear the word judge means to decide. To decide whether they're guilty or not guilty based on the evidence, the law, etc. So don't decide whether they're guilty or not.
All right.
Is everybody listening?
Yes.
It's one of the most important things in the whole series. Right here, right now.
All right. Amen.
Well, I wasn't judging. Did you decide whether they're guilty or not? And it starts off a lot of times with an opinion. What do you think about that? What are they asking you to do? To decide, right, whether they're guilty or not. And immediately, when we hear that kind of thing, a flag should go up in our heart and mind and think, hold up, hold up. Who made me a judge? It's not my job to decide whether they're guilty or not. I'm going to go over that again real slow. Literally, if you look up the Greek words, what does judge mean? If you're not sure if I know what I'm talking about, just get your concordance out when you get back home. To decide. To determine. To judge someone means you look at what they've done, you look at them, and you go, that rascal's guilty. Guilty is sin. Do you know people do this all the time from watching 4-minute clips on the news of people they have never met and don't know anything about? Do you know that? They see something, they hear something, and they sit there around the table with their cup of coffee and go, that rascal's guilty. Oh, he did it. She did it. Oh, man, that's a sorry rascal there. Low down. Low life. What did they do? They decided, based on a 4-minute clip of something somebody said about something that somebody said about it that thought they knew. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.